Media are reporting that Iran's foreign minister has arrived in Baghdad to meet with his Iraqi counterpart. Tehran's official news agency says that Mohammad Javad Zarif will spend 2 days in Baghdad to focus on the situation in the region. Meanwhile, the Trump administration says it is sending another 1,500 troops to the Persian Gulf as a hedge against an unspecified threat from Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Japan for a 4-day state visit. And though heavy on ceremony and photo ops, the administration promises there will be substance as well. Here is VOA correspondent Steve Herman.
Trump began his visit with a 15-minute speech to several dozen top Japanese business leaders. He told them he hopes their two countries will soon reach a new trade pact to offset the big trade imbalance in Tokyo's favor.
Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years, but that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much.
The president is to attend a banquet with the new emperor, golf with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and view the ancient sport of sumo, awarding what has been nicknamed the Trump Cup to a champion wrestler. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.
Cyril Ramaphosa was sworn into office today as South Africa's president. He took the government's top job last year after his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, was forced to step down amid a number of corruption scandals, including using millions of dollars in public funds for improvements at his private estate. Speaking in the capital, Pretoria, Ramaphosa said he envisioned a country free from graft and squandered resources, and he called for an end to the country's poverty in a generation. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says North Korea's recent short-range missile tests violated United Nations resolutions and demonstrated that economic sanctions on Pyongyang need to stay in place. Speaking to reporters in Tokyo, Bolton said the United States was willing to resume a dialogue with North Korea at any time. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has finally surrendered her